week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America.
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which resumes its third season on April 26th when Nile Conference games tip off in Cairo, Egypt. Six teams will compete in Cairo. Local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt, Cape Town Tigers of South Africa, City Oilers of Uganda, Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique, Petro de Luanda of Angola, and Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea. Now, of the six teams, two, Al Ahly and City Oilers, are making their first appearance in the Basketball Africa League. Each team in Cairo will play five games, and the top four teams will advance to the BAL playoffs next month in Kigali, Rwanda. Last month, there was BAL action in the Sahara Conference in Dakar, Senegal. And the four teams that qualified for the playoffs were Stade Malien of Mali, AS Douan of Senegal, Rwanda Energy Group, and Abidjan Basketball Club of Ivory Coast. The head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club is the Australian Liz Mills, and she joins us now. First off, coach, I enjoyed the insightful interviews you did with Iron Mike Mbonye. They were broadcast on this show, coach. So let me begin by saying, coach, welcome back to the Sunny Side of Sports and sporty greetings.
Sporty greetings.
Coach, this is the second year in a row the Basketball Africa League has featured a caravan format with games taking place first in Senegal. Then we have the upcoming games in Egypt and the BAL playoffs and final in Rwanda. Do you see the BAL growing and expanding to new cities and countries in the next few years?
I definitely see the league expanding over the next couple of years. I think it would be a great way for more countries to be involved in the league, as well as open the league up to more fans. I do know that, you know, in the original version of the league, we were traveling home and away, and, you know, like with most leagues around the world, BAL had to adapt due to COVID. I think eventually, though, you know, 5, 6, 10 years down the line, we'll see the league played more like the NBA league, in home and away, multiple clubs participating, and definitely expanding beyond the 12 teams that currently play in the league. I do hope that we see this as a way to also help improve basketball on the continent. More countries mean that we see more investment, but also we see improvement on a playing level as well as coaching level. So there's so many benefits to the league expanding. And I think the important thing is not to expand too soon. And you want to make sure that the league that we're developing right now has the capabilities of expanding that at that level. And I know we'll see that soon, but it's important to really focus on what we're doing right now and making it the best possible league for the teams that are participating in it at the moment.
Coach, the BAL has been promoting gender equity initiatives. As the only female head coach in the league, which initiatives do you like?
The BAL has multiple social responsibility initiatives, which I love. One of them is Threes for Trees, which I participated in last year with my former team, where we were actually one of the highest scoring three-point teams in the league, and we got to plant a lot of trees when we went to Kigali, Rwanda. And obviously one that's very close to my heart is the BAL for Her program, which is a great initiative promoting women across all aspects of basketball. And I think this really is where the BAL is leading the way. As a female participating in the league, even though I'm the only female coach, there are women throughout the organization. You know, we have female referees, we have female game commissioners, we have female officials on the sidelines, we have female cameramen, we have female commentators, we have females in all aspects of the BAL operations. And so you never feel alone. Even though it is a men's league, there is the presence of women everywhere across the league. And I'd say it's probably the only men's professional league in the world where that is the case. And so BAL is really leading the way in terms of gender equality. I do hope, though, in the future we do see some more female coaches. That would be amazing. And even last year, Coach Caddy from Dakar University was an assistant coach for the Senegalese club team. So in the future, I hope to see more coaches. But I do know that the league is looking to promote this as well. And I have no doubt that I will be one of many in the next couple of years.
Like you, Coach, I grew up playing multiple sports. What was the spark that ignited your passion for coaching?
I was really lucky to grow up in Sydney, Australia with my twin sister, where our parents encouraged us to play multiple sports. There's plenty of research out there that talks to the advantage of playing multiple sports before you decide on a specific discipline. And I always encourage the athletes that I work with when I was working with juniors to play multiple sports and not get too specific too early. And so my sister and I actually started our sporting careers as netball players. And it was only when we were about 10 years old that we stumbled across basketball. It was the Women's National Basketball League in Australia. And at the time, it was really, it had great female basketball players in Lauren Jackson and Penny Taylor, who went on to have amazing WNBA careers, as well as having so many female head coaches, which was rare in the 90s and early 2000s. And Coach Carrie Graff in particular was coaching one of the WNBL teams. And when I saw her marching up and down the sidelines, she was a successful, strong, intelligent woman. And as a 10-year-old, that left a deep impression on me. It's probably the reason why I ended up becoming a coach, because it planted a seed early on that as a woman, I could be a leader and I could be successful. And so I think without doubt, if as a 10-year-old I hadn't have turned on that TV and seen that visible female role model, I probably might not have ended up as a coach. So this is why even now in my career, I try to be as visible as possible, because you never know who you're inspiring by just doing what you're doing.
Are there other basketball coaches who inspire you and who you really admire?
I've been inspired by a number of coaches throughout my career, but fundamentally, first and foremost, Coach Carrie Graff has had the biggest impact. Without seeing her be so successful in the WNBL and WNBA, I probably never would have thought about being a coach. And so this speaks to having a visible female role model to look up to. And then I would say one of my biggest mentors has been Rex Nottage in Sydney, Australia. I met him when I came back to Australia in 2013 to do my master's in coaching degree, and he was part of the program, and he has a wealth of knowledge coaching all around the world. And in terms of my technical abilities, I learned the most under him. But overall, I would say a coach that I deeply admire is Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs. He embodies everything that I think is really important in a coach, placing the player-coach role relationship as basically the foundation of coaching. And I know that hopefully one day I would have as big an impact as he has had on the basketball world. And he's someone that I deeply admire and hope that my career replicates a tiny bit of what he has achieved.
Coach Mills, Do you think the Nile Conference games, which tip off on April 26th, will be as competitive as the Sahara Conference, which featured five teams, including your Abidjan Basketball Club, that had identical records of 3 wins and 2 losses?
Yes, I definitely think the Nile Conference is going to be just as competitive as the Sahara Conference. This conference has, you know, some heavy hitters in Petro de Luanda from Angola and Ahali from Egypt, but I think they've got some great contenders in Cape Town Tigers from South Africa and Beira from Mozambique. I also think that, you know, Slack comes in with experience from Season 2, and City Oilers is a team from Uganda who has played numerous times at this level, just never in the BAL. So I think each team has experience, but you know, until we see them play on the 26th of April and games start, it's going to be hard to know who's really going to come out on top. I do suspect that it will be Petro or Ahali. But like in the Sahara Conference, this is Africa. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and that's what makes this league so exciting. And I can't wait for things to tip off in Cairo in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Coach. That's Liz Mills, the head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club. And Coach Mills spoke with me by telephone from Abidjan, Ivory Coast.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Côte d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks again, Coach. Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here. Coming up in Cairo, Egypt, Nile Conference action. Catch all the excitement and action right here on The Voice of America. And don't forget to tune in to our special Nothing But Net with Muckbill and Sonny podcasts covering the Basketball Africa League. Yes, the Voice of America is a proud broadcasting partner as the BAL continues its third season. We have a multilingual broadcasting attack. We're covering the games in English, French, Bambara, Portuguese, and Kenya, Rwanda. And you haven't heard anything until you've heard my colleague Eddie Rowema call a fast break in Kenya, Rwanda. Yes, Basketball Africa League excitement right here on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays, at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Sporting greetings. This is Stella Agun Nkwazema, the former captain of the Nigerian national women basketball team, also known as the Tigress. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Pro basketball, the Chicago Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder both posted victories Wednesday night in play-in games as the teams try to earn a place in the upcoming NBA playoffs. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh tells us more, and Gethin also has some Major League Baseball news.
The Chicago Bulls made play-in game history after erasing a 19-point deficit to beat the host Toronto Raptors 109-105 in an Eastern Conference play-in tournament game Wednesday. Zach LaVine scored 39 points, and DeMar DeRozan had 23 against his former team, helping Chicago become the first number 10 seed to win a play-in game.
It's always great. It's always bittersweet coming here. But in a moment like this, you know, it was definitely cool to be able to get a victory in a play-in game.
The Bulls will face the Miami Heat on Friday for the 8th seed. In the Western Conference, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 32 points to help the Thunder hold off the Pelicans 123-118 in a play-in game to set up a matchup with the Timberwolves on Friday for the 8th seed.
We knew this time of year was going to be a 48-minute basketball game. Both teams were going to want the game extremely bad. And it came down to habits and making plays.
Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays are one win away from history after beating the Red Sox 9-7 to improve to 12-0. The 1982 Braves and 1987 Brewers share the Major League record for consecutive victories to begin a season at 13. Rays catcher Christian Bethencourt.
Hopefully we can continue and we can, you know, get where we want to be, which is a World Series.
Other American League winners, the Yankees, Blue Jays, Twins, Angels, Astros, Mariners, Royals, and Athletics. In the National League, the Marlins edged the Phillies in 10 innings. Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia.
An RBI single by Brian De La Cruz in the top of the 10th inning gave the Marlins a 3-2 win over the Phillies. Trailing 2-1, Miami tied the game in the top of the 8th inning on a leadoff home run by Jorge Soler.
Other NL victors, the Braves, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Mets, and Cardinals. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports and other VOA programs. Check out voaafrica.com. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, is currently in its third season. The BAL recently tipped off a new initiative for women players. Sedina Abagwiya has a report from Dakar, Senegal, narrated by my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen!
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Adama Hawa Diallo has high goals for her career. She wants to play basketball around Africa and the world. The Basketball Africa League, or BAL, has set up the BAL for Her initiative that Diallo says is perfect for her.
I have challenges. I want to win everything, and that's what I've been aiming for a long time. To be queen of basketball, to be champion of Africa, to travel. That's what I really want.
BAL Operations Chief Aminata Dia says the program has two goals: to teach the game to women basketball players and to raise the profile of women players.
This camp today is to provide an opportunity for the girls to have more visibility, to provide them with a little more material in terms of basketball and off the field also, because they are going to do a basketball camp, then a seminar on nutrition and on women in sports.
According to Malian professional basketball player Hamchitu Maigaba, for many female players, it's not about comparing them to male players. It's about access and opportunity.
We can grow together, and it's a pleasure to see these women who have opportunities, not only on a basketball court, but all around, because they have abilities, and it's a pleasure to see them having the opportunity to demonstrate.
After specific initiatives for women, such as regional camps and the National Basketball Association Academy program for girls, BAL President Amadou Galfal says the league is looking to strengthen the place of women in sports.
We will continue to produce talent at girls' level, and all these talents, when time comes, will be able to perform on the continent in a professional women's league that we will also continue to develop.
The Basketball Africa League has plans to add more camps and create space for women in the coming years. This report was written by Sedina Abagwiya in Dakar, Senegal. And I'll hand it back over to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. The head of league operations for the Basketball Africa League, Ruben Bumche Bumche, says recent games in the Sahara Conference proved to be very competitive. Five teams finished with records of 3 wins and 2 losses, with 4 teams advancing to the BAL playoffs based on point differential in games played against each other. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Ruben talked about the exciting basketball on display at the Dakar Arena in Senegal.
We saw a lot of energy, a lot of competition among the teams, really fighting to go to Kigali. And, you know, it was very exciting, I think, for the public to see the level of play that was raised since the BAL started. I think it's just a testament of how the league is growing, how competitive teams are now. And, you know, we think that it's going to continue to be competitive. So the level was very good, you know, and we know that going forward, we're going to see the same kind of level of competition as years comes by.
Defending champion U.S. Monarchy of Tunisia did not qualify for the BAL playoffs scheduled for Kigali, Rwanda. Did this come to you as a surprise?
Yes, I was quite surprised. To be honest, I think just by virtue of being champion last season and seeing them play at the ICC tournament in Spain, you know, you always have to knock out the champion, really. For you to affirm yourself as better than them. So I think, you know, most of the people, including myself, you know, thought that they would probably been a top two in this first leg of the competition. So I was surprised after winning the first game, which was, you know, a bit of difficult game for them. I thought they were kind of asserting themselves and that they were going to move on. So I was, but again, this is a testament to, you know, how competitive the league has become. And you never know, you really have to be prepared, you know, to play every team to your maximum level.
The Nile Conference has some big names like Al Ahly of Egypt, City Oilers of Uganda, Cape Town Tigers of South Africa, Beira CFV of Mozambique, Petro de Luanda of Angola, and SLAC of Guinea. Do you see this as a group of death? What's your take on the group?
Yes, I mean, I think it's going to be a very competitive group as well. It's going to be also difficult, I believe, you know, for teams to qualify. You know, there may be some team that favors over others, but I think that is probably going to be most likely somewhat a repeat of what we saw in the Sahara Conference. You know, where the teams were in the Sahara Conference, you know, pretty much at the same level, I would say. I think seeing how they finish up 3-2, the five top teams, is kind of a testimony to how, you know, pretty much equal those teams were in the Sahara Conference. So I believe the Nile, it will most likely look similar. I think it will be a tough competition, but a very exciting competition, you know, for the public, again, for all the basketball fans. And I think that will, you know, hopefully have a great show there and really the best, you know, the best team will advance. So I expect the level to be, you know, just as high or maybe higher than what we just experienced inside a conference. And all in all, this will be really good for the BAL.
That's Ruben Bumpche Bumpche, the head of league operations for the Basketball Africa League. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Dakar, Senegal.
Sporty greetings. This is Ruben Bumpche Bumpche, head of league operation, Basketball African League. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Sporty greetings. This is Masai Ujiri, the president of Toronto Raptors Basketball, president of Giants of Africa Foundation. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Finally, if you're just tuning in to the Sunny Side of Sports, Masai Ujiri's Toronto Raptors had their season end in disappointment Wednesday night in Toronto, Canada. The Chicago Bulls beat the Raptors 109-105 in the NBA's play-in tournament. The Bulls rallied from a 19-point deficit and will now play the Miami Heat on Friday night for the chance to earn the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference in the NBA playoffs. And that wraps up the April 13th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.